Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, let's do it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I'm going to be honest too, Hunter. I don't know how we've done a week's worth of sports when there's been, I mean, I know there's stuff going on, but nothing like major. So
what do you mean? You just chime in once in a while. I'm the one that has to scrape the bottom of the barrel to get this thing going.
It's been rough. It's been rough.
It's been rough.
Sports.
Not this morning.
No?
Not this morning. Okay. We'll get there. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you don't think there's sports, but there's actually sports, at least you got some Bud products to enjoy while listening to sports you didn't think you had. Go for it.
There you go. 100%. Basketball? Nope. Hockey? Nah. Not going to talk about hockey.
Okay.
Olympics, maybe. Maybe the Olympics.
Maybe, no.
No, not the Olympics.
Okay.
Curling, possibly. Oh, that's part of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nope. This morning, we're talking NASCAR, baby. Woo! It's a huge race this weekend. NASCAR fans, start your engines. More than 100,000 racing fans will pack the Daytona International Speedway on Sunday for the 64th Daytona 500. Dude, this is awesome. I love the Daytona 500. I really don't watch NASCAR that much, but you know what? When this race comes around, I'll put it on. Weather looking absolutely effing perfect for the first race for NASCAR racing season, which will be at full capacity for the first time since the pandemic. This is exciting, dude. 100,000 screaming fans. Get that race fuel in your face. Beers. Chicks. It's great, man. The grand marshal of the race will be NFL Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, and country star Trace Atkins will perform the national anthem. This is great. After that, drivers will start their engines for the 200-lap, 500-mile race. Last year's winner, Michael McDowell, the favorite to win again, Brock. Real quick, here's some other interesting facts about the Great American Race to help me sound like I know what I'm talking about. Lee Petty won the first Daytona 500 in 1959. Lee Petty's son, Richard Petty, holds the most Daytona 500 victories with seven.
Seven.
The last driver to win consecutive Daytona 500s was Denny Hamlin, who did it in 2019 and 2020. Just recent. Buddy Baker recorded the fastest winning speed in 1980 at 177 miles an hour. Dude, that's hauling ass
in
1980.
Oh, hell yeah. That's today or tomorrow?
Sunday's race.
Sunday's race. Because I was actually, it's interesting you bring this up, on this date back in 2001, on the 18th, which was a Sunday, that's when Dale Earnhardt Sr. died in the Daytona 500.
You know, I'm sure they're going to do a, a big tribute to Dale. And
yeah.
I'm just excited, man. You know what? I think I'm going to put a bet on this. You can bet on NASCAR, right?
You can bet
sports
on
sports betting apps.
You can bet on anything, I'm sure anything, of it at this point. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Do you watch NASCAR much? How do you feel about it?
I love NASCAR. Like, I love the sport itself. It's hard to beat you. What did you say? Beers and hot chicks and racing fuel. Is that how you?
All that stuff, right?
I do love it. However, I don't usually watch the full race. I'll flip it on, watch the start. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll check back in, see the middle laps, and then you know, watch the end and watch the recap for any crashes. And there's usually always the big crash at the Daytona 500. Always.
Let me tell you my experience with NASCAR. I want to be completely honest. Growing up, I really wasn't that much into it. Didn't watch it, and I think I know why. Because kind of on TV, it sucked. It sucked watching it. It was very basic, just kind of like football back in the day. But now. Now, dude, they got cameras everywhere, dude, on every car, every angle, every view, on the track, above the track, dude, and it's, you could hear it almost on the TV now. It makes it a lot more exciting the way they film it and broadcast it, but that, and I got a racing wheel for my Xbox.
You're going to be sitting there in front of your TV, me, like a toddler,
You know what? I'm going to love it. So there you go. I just wanted to do a lot of NASCAR this morning.
I like it.
I do have some, I do have basketball. I do have a Michael Jordan story coming up next hour and another baseball story. But you know what? Right now, all NASCAR, baby. There we go. Like Daytona 500 this Sunday.
Is Michael Jordan racing in the Daytona 500?
You know, he's got a car, right?
I'm sure he does.
He does have a car.
Yeah.
I've seen the Michael Jordan 23 car, right?
I mean, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Michael Jordan's got his hand in everything. Yeah. Come on.
He's won major fishing tournaments. He's raced in NASCAR. You know, he's hit baseballs poorly.
You're competitive, all right? Just because you have billions of dollars.
You're super athletic, all right? You're worth $1 billion. Okay, Michael.
You have enough records, all right?
All right. Well, that's good enough for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm kind of thirsty. What do I got? Well, you got a fridge full of delicious Bud products. Boom.
And we got a weekend coming up, so be prepared.
Be prepared.
You know? I got a few stories here for you this morning. Run a little late because Brock, not me. Don't listen to him.
How dare you.
Let's kick it off with Michael Jordan.
Ooh.
Huh?
Ooh.
Last year, a sports collector sold an old stub, ticket stub, from Michael Jordan's first NBA game in 1984.
I saw this, yep.
Sold it for a whopping $264,000. Now imagine how much an unused ticket to that game would be worth today, right? You know? We'll find out. Because Mike Cole of Connecticut remembered that he had one stashed away in his basement, and it's now being sold at an auction. Cole, who was a student at Northwestern University at the time, had two tickets to the game on October 26th, right? 1984. But went by himself. Couldn't find anybody to go with. He threw out his ticket stub, but held on to the unused ticket, kept it in an album for years and years and years. Forgot about it. Few ticket stubs to the game have been sold at an auction, but never a fully intact ticket. The item currently has a top bid of $250,000, but that's just expected to rise significantly before the auction closes February 26th.
Me, the used ticket would be worth more because that was actually in the arena with Michael at the time,
with
right?
Michael, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think, but maybe he had that one on him too. Yeah, dude, that's crazy. That's craziness.
Yeah.
Could you imagine doing something like right now today that had no significance to you, you had no idea, but 30 years down the road, that little move you did
retirement
is worth like
money.
500 G's.
Yep, retirement money. That's crazy, man. I know. There's certain things that I'm like, oh, maybe I should keep this just in case, but then I realize like nothing I've done is any significance whatsoever. Nothing.
Don't take it out of the box. Just leave it as it is.
Leave it in there.
You know,
I like it.
Craziness, though, dude.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, I mean, just imagine being somebody to where, like, dude, anything you do,
yeah.
like a ticket stub to your game is worth that much. But life-changing money.
The gum you chewed in life change. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you just you're just sweating money. Anything you do is worth something.
I like that. Sweating money. You are just literally everything.
It's insane.
Yep. Yep. I like it.
Like, you'll never, like, anybody around you will never struggle. Like, if anybody has any problems, you're like, here, boom, I'll just sign this napkin.
Yeah.
Go do something with
it. You got it. You're fine. All right, leave me alone. Get out
of here. For the rest of your life, you're fine. Here you go.
You're fine.
It's craziness. All right, before we get out of here, I got to talk about this weekend. Bro, here we go. More than 100,000 racing fans will pack the Daytona International Speedway on Sunday for the 64th Daytona 500.
Well, I'm traveling down the road and I'm flirting with disaster. Press the pedal to the floor, my life is running faster. Yeah, that's my NASCAR song.
The weather, Brock, the weather?
Yeah.
Looking perfect
Gorgeous.
In Daytona.
It's
exciting. Every NASCAR fan in the world is getting pumped for this race. I'm telling you.
NASCAR.
Charles Woodson and country star Trace Atkins going to be there. He's going to be guest appearance. After that, driver's going to fire up the engines, 200 laps, 500-mile race.
Unbelievable.
Dude, hauling ass.
Just imagine
being in one of those cars, bro.
What do you think would be better? Like a straight shot, like a 500-mile-long stretch? Or do you like the circles?
The circles.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. First off, you can watch it, you know. Second of all, I think there's probably a lot more skill into it.
No, I just want to see a 500-mile-long racetrack just straight.
That engine would burn up so fast. You know?
When's the turn NASCAR coming? There are no turns. None.
Yeah, you just hit the pedal, man.
God, do you remember this old commercial? And it's not that old. Maybe like 5-6 years ago. Anyway, it featured, who's the NASCAR driver? Anyway, he's a driver's ed instructor. And he's given the lesson to the person. And he's like, "All right, turn left here. Okay, turn left here. Okay, turn left here." And he's only telling him to turn. It just, I don't know why it cracks me up every time I say it. I'm like, "That's hilarious, man. That's great."
That's
I'm sorry, turn left here. And, and at some point, they're like, "Am I going to turn right at all?" And he's like, "No, why? No. Why would you do that?"
What is that?
What is that? Turn left here.
Funny.
Turn left here, please.
But yeah, man. You'll be hauling ass this weekend on Sunday, man. Crack your beers. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Love it. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
There you go, man. I wanted to end with NASCAR there because NASCAR kicks ass.
NASCAR!
And it makes my sports better. So there you go.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We shall return. I don't know why I said it like that, but we shall.
More of the play.